Now, as you know, boys and girls, when we think of our Lord Jesus Christ, we are to think of him not only as a man who lived in this world for a given period of time, but also, of course, as the Son of God and God the Son. The Bible says this, it says, "Great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh." And what that means is this, that God became a man. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and he is God the Son. But in order to save us from our sins, it was necessary that our Lord Jesus Christ should come into the world in order to live, and then to die for our sins on the cross at Calvary. Now, when our Lord Jesus Christ lived in the world, of course, it was mostly the man that people saw as they looked on our Lord Jesus Christ. But at the same time, there were some times when he was seen, if you like, in all his godliness as the Lord of glory, as the one who really was the Son of God and God the Son. It's one of those times that I want to tell you about this morning. It really started at a place called Caesarea Philippi. And our Lord Jesus Christ was with his disciples, and he asked them this question. He said, "Who do men say that I am?" And the disciples said, "Well, some people say that you're Elijah the prophet, come back to life again. Others say that you're Jeremiah, who was one of the prophets as well. Or others say that even you're John the Baptist, come back to life again. Others say that you're Jeremiah, who was one of the prophets as well, or others say that even you're John the Baptist, come back to life again." "Well," said Jesus, "that's all right, but who do you say that I am?" And then Simon Peter said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And when Simon Peter said that to our Lord Jesus Christ, then our Lord said to Simon Peter, "Blessed art thou, Simon, for flesh and blood has not revealed this unto you." It's not what you see before you that has shown you this. He says, "But it's my Father who is in heaven who has really shown you this." Later on, boys and girls, sad to say, Simon Peter made a bit of a mess of that good confession that he made of our Lord Jesus Christ. But at the same time, he recognized, because God in heaven gave him to recognize, that Jesus Christ, although he was as a man in this world, at the same time, he was the Son of the living God, and he was indeed God the Son. Now, just after that, our Lord took Simon Peter and two other disciples, James and John, and they began to climb up into quite a high mountain. And the Lord said to them, "Let's go up into that mountain and we'll pray together." Well, they started out and they climbed up the mountain, but you know, by the time they got to the top of the mountain, boys and girls, the disciples were so tired that the Bible tells us that they fell fast asleep. Well, they missed an awful lot because they fell fast asleep. Here's what the Bible tells us happened. Our Lord Jesus Christ began to pray. And as he began to pray to his Father in heaven, the Word of God says that his whole face was changed, that it began to shine like the sun. Even his clothes were changed. And his clothes were as white could be. They were shimmering and they were shining as he stood in that mountain. Not only that, it says, but two men came down from heaven. One was Moses and the other one was Elijah. And they began to speak to our Lord Jesus Christ about something. What do you think it was they spoke about? Well, they began to speak about his death at Calvary. Wasn't that a strange thing to speak about? Because you see, Elijah and Moses knew that it was only through the Lord's death at Calvary that men and women were going to be freed from their sins. And so they spoke about that death that Christ was going to accomplish at Calvary, and of course all that was going to happen through that death. Now, while they were still speaking, suddenly Peter or James or John, one of them woke up and woke the others up as well. And they just looked in amazement at what they saw. And as they looked in amazement, suddenly a cloud came down, it says, and it covered everything. And then listen, a voice came out of the cloud and said, "This is my beloved Son, hear him. Hear what he has to say." And then the cloud lifted up again. And the disciples, they were just right down on their knees. They had buried their faces. They were frightened to look. And then the Lord came and the Lord tapped them on the shoulder and he said, "Waken up, arise, lift your heads up. We must be going." And when they lifted up their heads, they saw no one, it says, except Jesus himself. Here's what Simon Peter said. He said, "Lord, let's build three tents up here. Three booths, we would say. One for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah, and let's stay up in this mountain forever," as it were. But the Lord wasn't going to do that, because the Lord, you see, boys and girls, had to come down from the mountain, and he had to go on to Calvary to die for our sins. But you see, those times in our Lord's life when, although he was to everybody as they looked on him, he was the man who had come from Nazareth, he was the man, Christ Jesus, but at the same time, he was the Lord of glory. And there were those times in the Lord's life, really, when his Godhood broke through and people saw him for who he really was and what he really was. But remember those words that God the Father said, because they are words that apply to us all. Listen very carefully. He said, "This is my beloved Son. Hear him." Hear what Jesus has to say. And boys and girls, when you read the Bible or hear the Bible read to you or spoken to you, and those things that God says out of his word, those words of our Lord Jesus Christ, if you like, the way that we please God is by listening to those words. "This is my beloved Son," he says. "Hear him." Hear what Jesus has to say. And boys and girls, when you read the Bible or hear the Bible read to you or spoken to you, and those things that God says out of his word, those words of our Lord Jesus Christ, if you like, the way that we please God is by listening to those words. "This is my beloved Son," he says. "Hear him." And now they're going to come down from the mountain, of course, and they're going to go on their journey until eventually they do come to Jerusalem. And then Jesus goes out and is crucified on the cross. But there he brings salvation to us. There was no other way, boys and girls, to save our souls. Only through God becoming as a man in order that he might die to save us from our sins. And of course, as we know, after Jesus died, he rose again from the dead. He went back to his Father, back to the glory that he had with the Father. And there he is now with God, even today, as we worship together here in this place.